every woman, every lady, those who are married, those who are about to get married, those who are trusting to get married, that, Father, they would also bear children and that they will be fruitful. Come against every form of barrenness. We come against every curse. We come against every plan of the enemy. In this family and this house, we shall be fruitful. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's try and share something for 12 minutes and then we'll go home. Lady Wisdom, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Yesterday we mentioned her, isn't it? We got introduced to her. We want to have Lady Wisdom and we also want to be Lady Wisdom, isn't it? Yes, we also want to be. And Lady Wisdom is not just for ladies, but it's a description of just as the church is regarded as a bride, isn't it? The church is not a groom. The church is a bride. Do you get what I'm saying? And wisdom is described as a lady. And as we read the verses, you realize that she's called Lady Wisdom. The kind of woman she is defined because there's another kind of woman that we wouldn't like to encounter. Amen. So we'll read Proverbs chapter 9. We'll read a couple of verses and I'll give you a few nuggets to take home with you because we need Lady Wisdom and we want to become Lady Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 9. We read the verse 1 in the message. It says that Lady Wisdom has built and finished her home. It's supported by 7 hewn timbers. I read the verse 2 onwards from the NLT. She has prepared a great banquet, mixed the wines and set the table. She has sent her servants to invite everyone to come. She calls out from the heights overlooking the city. Come in with me, she urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live. Learn to use good judgment. I mean, that alone is a message on its own. Learn, that means that to be able to judge things rightly, you have to learn. There's a process of becoming somebody who judges things rightly. Yeah, how many of you have judged something and realized that you didn't judge it well? You thought the person was the right guy and he wasn't. Or she was the right girl and she wasn't. Do you understand? You thought this was the right time to manifest and they realized that it wasn't a good time. Yeah, some husbands and some wives, they don't even know where to quarrel and when to quarrel. Sometimes, there was a time when I used to look through, when people are driving, especially when it's supposedly a husband and wife, through the front screen, you can tell whether they are quarreling. Sometimes everybody's looking straight. Let's continue from verse 8. I leave the matter alone. So don't bother correcting mockers. They will only hate you. One day, Reverend taught us that most people look like their cars. He taught Phoebe and I. And then he said most people look like their dogs. After church, you can ask him how we are able to define that. He said they have similarities. That means the crazier your dog is, probably the crazier you are. I mean, but correct the wise and they will love you. Don't bother correcting mockers. They will only hate you. So those of us who don't like correction, you're a mocker. Okay. But correct the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will even be wiser. Remember yesterday I told you that one of the wisest things you can do is to go and seek Lady Wisdom. And the greatest blessing of Lady Wisdom is that she will help you get wiser. Teach the righteous and they will learn even more. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. We'll rest in this place for a while when I finish. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. So you see, that prayer of long life can also be answered by just receiving godly wisdom. Do you understand? So somebody who is not praying, God, give me long life, but is walking in godly wisdom has already received long life. Do you understand? Because godly wisdom will even determine places you will go and where you will not go. And the places where you go down and the places you will not. As for today, if you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. If you scorn wisdom, you will be the one to suffer. Verse 13. Let's read the message because the way he puts it, we can't get it anywhere else. Then there is this other woman. You know, like the side chick. But for some of us, the other woman is actually our main, this thing. Isn't it? And then the Lady Wisdom rather has become our side chick. Madam Hall, brazen. You know, when you say somebody is brazen, it means that they are very brash and uncouth. Empty-headed. So the head is there. You can have an empty glass, an empty bowl, an empty house, isn't it? And then an empty head. Yeah. And an empty head. So it means that there can be things in your head, but it's empty. Eesh. Frivolous. She sits on the front porch of her house on Main Street, and as people walk by, minding their own business, calls out, "Are you confused about life? Don't know what's going on? Steal off with me. I will show you a good time. I have nothing in my head, but I can show you a good time. No one will ever know. I will give you the time of your life." How many, don't raise your hand. How many of us have heard that statement said to us before? Don't raise your hand, please. "I will give you the time of your life." There are sisters that when brothers send them or DM them with some of these things, you know, "Come with me, I'll show you life." But they don't know about all the skeletons in her closet that all her guests end up in hell. They don't know, like when you go to somebody's house, the house looks nice till you open the closet. Then all the clothes come tumbling down. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. I am looking. I want to read the New King James of the foolish woman. It says that a foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple and knows nothing, for she sits at the door of her house. So you see, idleness is also a sign of foolishness. On a seat by the highest places of the city. So it's also very visible. To call to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Whoever is simple, ask the person by you, are you simple-minded? Yesterday I was telling the ladies, have a level of complication in your life. Be a bit complicated. Do you understand? Yeah. The thing that's supposed to move you, sometimes don't let it move you. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And as for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." That's why people like gossiping. Do you know that when you're actually gossiping, it can appear sweet till it is exposed? Me, I never said that. I'm even surprised. I'm not even going to talk to her again. But when, especially if you're gossiping the right people, there are some people you can't gossip with, because when you are gossiping, they don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get it. But there are some people, when you're gossiping with them, they'll interject. "What? No. Stop, 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 stop. Say it again, say it again, say it again. Say that one again." There's some people too, you say all the things, they say, "Hey, I see." "But he does not know that the dead are there. Many have been killed. Many have been slain. Many have been..." And you see, this is not just talking about there are the he's and the she's. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. If you could open everybody's closet, you see how many people are dead. Why would we, or why would the Bible take the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Proverbs, I mean, books like this, and just focus on Lady Wisdom in one form or the other? You know, because you will come to realize that there are certain values in wisdom that nothing else can give you. That is why if you have wisdom, you will make great wealth. If you have wisdom, you will find peace. If you have wisdom, you can find the right friends and maintain the right friends. I want to give you a few things. You know, when we're reading the 8 to 12, it said that don't deal with mockers, they'll hate you. Correct wise people, they'll love you. Instruct the wise, they'll get wiser. Teach the righteous, they'll learn even more. Fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of God results in good judgment. Yesterday, I gave you a few things about having the womb, the breast, and then I told you that one of the things about wisdom, when Lady Wisdom is present, is that you know how to maintain boundaries and how to keep them and how to learn. One thing about even boundaries is the fact that the shape, positioning, and everything of boundaries change with growth and with the season. So you learn and you know, because the boundaries you have today may not necessarily be the boundaries you have. And it says that instruct the wise and they will be even wiser. So it means that receiving instruction and developing understanding also brings forth or has children of it. And some of them are one. And I'm talking to sisters especially, but I believe that the brothers also, it will be a blessing for you. That the instruction and the teaching and the learning more brings you to the place where you become a lady. Some of the characteristics of a lady that you will see as wisdom and instruction and knowledge becomes a part of your life is that you become a refined person or a well-mannered person. Some of us may have grown up even in homes where, thank you, please. No, please, yes, ma'am. You know, some of us may not have. But being well-mannered is also a sign of wisdom. Because we are living in a generation, especially most of our YouTube and Instagram and TikTok stars, they are so ill-mannered and they get more views and more likes because they are ill-mannered. When somebody is there talking, you know, I want to tell you and encourage you, be polite to your parents. Who's watching? But when the person's there and they are swearing and they are this and they are, then we get excited. Even for us as Christians, even as pastors, you will see that when maybe a pastor is being chopped up on YouTube or anything, this pastor is not a good pastor. Pastor exposed. Everybody's clicking. Pastor preaches a salvation message. Who opens it? Do you get what I'm saying? But where there is wisdom, you see that lady, the appearance of a lady. Because when we say somebody is a lady, it means that they are well-mannered, isn't it? Yes, they have been groomed. That's why in the royal family, they have full-time staff who teach how to hold cutlery, how to walk, how to dress, you know? Some of us may not even realize that even the belt you are wearing and the shoe must not be quarreling. Politeness, gentleness, good behavior, and also being delicate and being feminine. You know, your being delicate or your being feminine does not take away from your strength. Proverbs 14. The Bible says in 33 and 34, I read a message Bible. It says that Lady Wisdom is at home in an understanding heart. Fools never even get to say hello. God devotion makes a country strong. God avoidance leaves people weak. Those who are devoted to God, you will be strong. You may be physically weak, maybe you appear delicate, you appear calm, but you are strong. And the strength you need is the God kind. Yesterday, I heard Pastor Kieran and Reverend Tokay, and they said AJ won the match. Do you know AJ? Yeah. I thought he had stopped boxing because like 7 years ago, they beat him and beat him and beat him, and then he disappeared. Yeah. And Reverend was trying to explain to me that the guy who was beaten, he has been beaten so many times, but every time he's beaten, he gets 20 million. I said, beat on. I said, but why does he wait for four minutes? If I were him, the first minute. Because the 20. And when it says that they don't bother with mockers, but then the wise one, they'll give them more wisdom, it's also telling us, sister, say amen, to know the difference between what is important, you know, what is needed, from what you want or what is urgent. They know the difference. When Lady Wisdom is there, you will know the difference. Yes. I believe that yesterday's meeting was very important for some of us. Do you understand? But others also had other things they thought were more important. Oh, you don't get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because if you were there yesterday, you realize that. I'm not going there, don't worry. I said the difference between what is important, what is needed, to what appears urgent, or even what we want or what we like. And what makes that happen, the Bible says in verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom, which means that knowing God results in you getting wiser. And what the fear of the Lord is not seen by saying that I fear the Lord, but it's like by the impact that the word of God has on your life. For somebody to say they fear the Lord is not by, you know, I don't want God to catch me sinning, or no, or I have a reverential awe of God. No. It's the impact the word of God has in you that determines whether you fear the Lord or not. Proverbs 14. And it says that not only did it say the fear of the Lord is the foundation, it says that knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. So the fear of the Lord, which is driven by the word of God, will also help you to develop good judgment. May we develop good judgment. Paul said that I see no man after the flesh. May we develop good judgment. A lot of our bad decisions are because we couldn't judge things right. Proverbs 14, the Bible says in 26 and 27, the fear of God builds up confidence. We're reading the message. The fear of God builds up confidence. And it says that and makes a world safe for your children. The fear of God builds up confidence. And in this generation, raising our children, we need a safer world for our children. Which means that the fear of God should give us a level of confidence that our children will be exempted, that our children will overcome, that even though the world will be chaotic and will be going in the left direction, the confidence we have in God will empower us to direct our children well. This morning I saw a family, a couple, and their children. I think they were waiting for the bus to go to church. And the way the mother was dragging the daughter to the bus stop, I was shaking my head. I said, woman, ignore her foolishness. Keep dragging. Verse 27 says, the fear of God is a spring of living water, so you won't go off drinking from poisoned wells. When I read that passage, it made me realize that whether you like it or not, you'll be thirsty. In life, you'll be thirsty. Thirsty for promotion, thirsty for progress, thirsty for success, thirsty. But if you are not careful and Lady Wisdom is not there, you'll go and drink from poisoned wells. Because all of us, something drives us. All of us, there is something. We have aspirations. But if the fear of God is not driving you, you will drink from poisoned wells. Yeah. Sometimes the well that they bring, it looks clear. Because poison generally doesn't have a color. You see, if somebody is poisoning you and they put something in and the water they bring to you is blue, you won't drink it. Do you understand? Yeah, yeah. Or even if there are particles in the water, you won't drink it. And that's the deception. So sometimes even counsel can be poisonous. So some of us, we receive advice from people who are giving us poison, which will destroy us. Sometimes your marriage is going through turbulence. Where you go for counsel will determine whether the marriage will become a bomb or water. Yeah. Sometimes it's even parents who will give advice for the marriage. When you are going to marriage and your mother tells you, fear men and live long. So you're already going into the marriage with eyes. I see you. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes the advice that's given to us on how to raise our children. You need the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God will be able to tell you. You see, because sometimes the wisdom of God is not the ways of the world. And so it's almost contrary. But if you have that confidence in the wisdom of God, you will go with that even if the whole world says no. Yes. What do you mean your child doesn't have a phone? Every child who is even 5 years old has a phone. What does the wisdom of God tell you? One day I went to minister somewhere, and during the question and answer time, a mother asked me that my child's phone, and he won't allow me to have access. I said, who bought the phone? Who pays the bill? If I take it from him, he'll be angry. Do you want to know what Reverend Gloria did? Because I think it was a camp. Was it a camp that they did a woman's thing on the side? Yeah, it was a camp. So the children were also somewhere. So I told the woman to go and bring the child. And so she brought the child. And I told the child, can I have the phone? And I turned to the mother and I said, here is the phone. Take the chip out of it and give the chip to him and keep the phone. When we go home, he'll talk to me again. The guy had a frown on his face, and I also had a frown on my face because I started frowning before he was born. He says that wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. If you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. If you scorn, you will not suffer. Another thing about Lady Wisdom is that she's not hasty, but temperate. Proverbs 14, the Bible says in 16 and 17 from the Message, the wise watch their steps and avoid evil. Fools are headstrong and reckless. The hot-headed do things they will later regret. The cold-hearted get the cold shoulder. The hot-headed do things they will later regret. That is why in this church we keep saying all the time, when you're in a job or you're in school, don't have that hastiness. I've resigned. You just go to your boss. I've handed, and then you get home. I quit. And then you get home. And your rent is due. But you see, that is a hasty decision. I'm walking out of the marriage. I've had enough. Enough of what? And where are you walking to? Yes. No, 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 no. When you have nothing to say and when you don't know what to do, don't do anything. And don't say anything. A lot of marriages will be so peaceful if we'll shut up a bit more. Because sometimes you don't need, I always say that a lot of things that you're angry about, if you give yourself just a little time, the anger will diffuse. You can go and talk about the same thing without that edge. They're hot-headed. They always will take an action that later they regret. But the one who's really, really hot-headed, even when they regret, they will not. I've done it. I don't care. No. No. When Lady Wisdom arrives, I don't care what your temperament is. You see, because we all have different temperaments, we have to work with what we have. Do you understand? Some of us, from the day we were born, I'm sure that if my mother understood my language, she would have understood. I was saying that, why, your breast is too small, your breast is too small, the milk is not coming out well. Why is that? You know, but she couldn't understand. But we were born already with a mouth. But when Lady Wisdom comes, that mouth must now be brought under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. That hand, if you're a brother that you like slapping, hitting, that hand must be brought under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you understand? Yes, if you're a brother, every time you're zipping down, or a sister, every time your skirt is coming down, every part of your body must be brought under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. Let's finish. We're about to finish. Tell somebody, don't be hot-headed. Yes. The Bible says that he that hasteneth to be rich has an evil eye. Even your desire to succeed, your desire to prosper, don't be hasty. Because in his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time. I want to marry. Then go and marry a beast. I want to. No. That's what the other type of woman, I don't even want to talk. I want to talk about choice and then we'll go. Because the other woman, we heard that she's empty-headed, frivolous, you know. Yeah. It's like, you see, there are some things that are true. Somebody will say that shopping is therapeutic or whatever. But when you are shopping yourself into debt, that's empty-headedness. Do you understand? You have a bit of money. You're feeling a bit low. You want to go and buy something. Yeah, but you don't have. Do you understand? You don't have. And then you said, I need therapy. Your rent money, then you go to Primark. And you realize that a lot of the time, therapeutic shopping, we don't wear them. It was the process of shopping that we needed. We gather the things, bring home. And then we wait for the time that we can. Those of us who have been buying online, the people who come and deliver the things, they are confused with you. They brought the box, and they are coming to pick the box back up. Return label. May we not be empty-headed. Yeah. Another thing about her is that she's not discreet. Doesn't even make an attempt. That's why they say she's brazen. Without shame, knows nothing, produces the exact opposite of what wisdom does. Proverbs 14:1, the Bible says that a wise woman, Lady Wisdom, builds her house, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. May it not be said of any marital home in this church that as a mother, as a wife, even if it's not married, even if you are siblings living, may it not be said that you are determined to tear the home down. As a church, you can't be a Christian. You can't be part of CICC and your determination is that you will destroy the church. You will be destroyed before the church is destroyed. Yeah, I always say that me, if I'm kicked out of the church will survive. Because it's not me. But you must make sure that your mindset is not that. Some of us, even when we are leaving a workplace, we feel that because we have left, the workplace shouldn't survive. We leave a relationship and our prayer is that this brother should never get a wife. And then God will bring him sharp, sharp. Yeah. What makes us destroy things like the other woman is normally anger, bitterness, rejection. You know, it makes us tear, destroy things, jealousy. Ecclesiastes 7, the Bible says, we'll read verse 8 and 9, actually. Because one of the greatest advice you can ever have is for somebody to tell you that, control your anger. And rid yourself of bitterness and jealousy. Ecclesiastes 7, the Bible says in verse 8 and 9, the Amplified, better is the end of a thing than the beginning of it. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not be quick in spirit to be angry or vexed. For anger and vexation lodge in the bosom of fools. Give us the New King James for verse 9. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry. I'm quick-tempered. For anger rests in the bosom of a fool. This has one of the scriptures that brought me healing. Because every time I want to get angry, I imagine who I am in that moment. Because in the moment of anger, you're a fool. The message is even worse. It says that, give us the verse 9 in the message. It says that, don't be quick to fly off the handle. Anger always boomerangs. You can spot a fool by the lumps on the head that they have received. Because every time you're angry, you get a knock. Every time you're angry. So when we see you walking around with the various bombs, it means your foolishness is of a very high degree. Tell somebody, help me, Lord. Yeah. Anger, never forget this. Anger lies in the bosom of a fool. Even if your husband is annoying you, your wife is annoying you, your housemate is annoying you, the bus driver is annoying you, the woman at the till is annoying you, Reverend Gloria is annoying you, Pastor Sam is annoying you, Christelle doesn't annoy anybody. Pastor Michael too, they don't annoy. Let me come here and see. Yeah, Beulah is annoying you. Francis, no. Minister Joe is annoying you. There are some people that, they don't have faith. Do you get what I'm saying? Do not take the bait. Imagine your head with bumps. Or your breast filled with foolishness. Yes. Anger lies in the bosom of a fool. It's not that what they have done didn't hurt you. It's not that you are justified to be angry. But the gift you are getting is foolishness. You are not getting, sometimes we think you are getting the gift of satisfaction. Especially for ladies, when we quarrel, we feel rested. That is why when you are a brother, you marry, one of the first wisdom you get is that you can't out-quarrel your wife. Learn it. If you learn it early in marriage, your marriage will be successful. The anointing to speak was given to them. Yeah. When a woman is quarreling, all her poetic prowls come up. You fool. You're not cool. Tell somebody, choose wisdom. Proverbs 7, the Bible says in verse 4, Message Bible says, talk to wisdom as to a sister. Treat insight as your companion. Wisdom has fruits, just as the spirit has fruit. Tell somebody, choose wisdom. Proverbs 8, 12, we are closing with this. I'm going to read maybe from verse 11, and then we are closing. The value in wisdom. Wisdom, the message, verse 11. For wisdom is better than all the trappings of wealth. Which means that wisdom is better than wealth. And yet wisdom will bring you wealth and glory. It's an amazing thing. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to wisdom. I am Lady Wisdom. And I live next to sanity, knowledge, and discretion live just down the street. If you have wisdom, When Lady Wisdom is there, everywhere you find Lady Wisdom, you find sanity, you find knowledge, you find discretion. Wow. Wisdom will keep you sane. A lot of women have so many emotional baggage because they have exposed themselves to things that bad judgment took them there. Verse 13, the fear of God. Have you seen that the fear of God appears everywhere? The fear of God means hating evil, whose ways I hate with a passion. So anybody who has Lady Wisdom hates evil with a passion. Pride and arrogance and crooked talk. Verse 14, good counsel and common sense are my characteristics. Claim it for yourself. Good counsel and common sense are my, any mother who has good counsel and common sense, your children will call you blessed. I am both insight and the virtue to live it out. Insight. Not only do I have insight, but I have the virtue to live it out. May we receive good counsel, and may we also be people who give good counsel. Verse 15, with my help, Lady Wisdom, leaders rule, lawmakers legislate fairly, except in certain countries. With my help, please leave me alone. With my help, governors govern. Some just steal money, but some govern. Along with all in legitimate authority. When Lady Wisdom is present. I love those who love me. Those who look for me will always find me. That is why in James the Bible says that if you lack wisdom, ask of the Lord, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. Wealth and glory accompany me. Whew. Also, substantial honor and a good name. When wisdom is present, there are things you will value more than other things. You want to protect your name, your honor. My benefits are worth more than a big salary. Even a very big salary. Because sometimes we have big salary and then we have big salary. So somebody is like, God, thank you. What a breakthrough. And maybe they have increased their salary to 50,000 and they are somersaulting. And somebody too had a breakthrough. Yesterday, one of our sisters came and said she wanted to share a testimony. I've told her that she has to come and share her own testimony. And that she's about to receive a project, this thing, for 1 point something million pounds. Reverend, it is me. I say, it is you, my dear. It is you. I see yours coming. I say, don't hate. Oh. You move from the 20,000, 50,000, 100,000. Then now when you are taking that, oh, the project was one. We won't think 1K. One thing 100. Because when you say one, we'll be wondering whether it's in millions or it's in billions. And please, we are talking about pounds, no other currency. You have to put that disclaimer there. The returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. When you get wisdom, the benefits, the effect is more than any bonus you can imagine. So everybody may be going right, but because of your level of wisdom, the other things that come with it far surpasses what you can even imagine. The last verse, last but one. You can find me on Righteous Road. That's where I walk, at the intersection of Justice Avenue. Verse 21. Handing out life to those who love me, filling their arms with life. Yes, an armload of life. May we receive the God kind of life. May we receive that life that only God can give. The life that makes us content. The life that makes us rest and trust in God, our helper. The life that makes difficult things easy. The life that makes you not overwhelmed even in the face of adversity. May you receive the spirit of wisdom. Rise up onto your feet.